Dear brothers and sisters, in our continuing catechesis and Christian prayer, we now turn.
Attending the Pope's Wednesday General Audience is often at the top of the wish list for pilgrims visiting Rome, and the event has been a papal fixture for many generations. Pope Benedict is currently on holiday at his summer residence of Castel Gandolfo near Rome, and consequently, the Wednesday General Audience has been suspended until the start of August. But during the remainder of the year, with few exceptions, pilgrims can attend the Wednesday audience where the Pope greets those present and gives a catechesis, usually a series on a specially chosen topic. Depending on the weather and the season, the audience is either held in the Paul VI Audience Hall in the Vatican or else outside in St. Peter's Square. But when, how and why did the Pope first begin the practice of holding the Wednesday audience? How many people on average attend the audience? And what are some of the more dramatic highlights in the history of this papal tradition? Well, to find out the answers to those questions and more, I sat down with Brother Chris Kierens, who works at the English language desk in the prefecture of the papal household. The Pope's general audience is now a traditional fixture, but which Pope began it and why?
Pope Pius XI began it during his reign in 1922 to 1939, and he did it to greet newlyweds, basically.
And then it evolved from
And then
that?
It evolved into a weekly audience, and during the summer it is held in Castel Gandolfo. During the other months it is held in St. Peter's.
So at the beginning, there was no catechesis as such, was
no.
it? It was just a series of greetings, was that it?
Just a series of greetings of newlyweds.
And how has the format of the audience changed over the years, during the reign of the different popes? What sort of changes did each pope make?
In the experience during my time in Rome, the catechesis changed very much. Also, Pope John the 23rd had a theme going from week to week.
Pope John, he also talked a little bit, perhaps, about the saint of
the saint of the day,
or that week,
or the liturgy, whatever liturgical ceremony was in that week, if the Corpus Domini or Ascension Thursday, for example.
What changes or novelties has the present Pope introduced?
He has introduced the singing of the Our Father at the end of the general audience and singing it in Latin.
And is that popular with pilgrims?
I think it's very popular because it's a sign of the unity of all the languages, countries, and the unity of faith.
Now, you said earlier that the venue for the audience has changed. At first, you know, it was at Castel Gandolfo, it was in the Hall of the Benediction, sometimes in St. Peter's Basilica, is that right?
Yes, and even at the present time, if during the winter months there are too many people forced the audience hall, groups or individuals are put into St. Peter's Basilica. And the Holy Father would have a short audience with those in the Basilica and then transfer to the audience hall.
It was Paul VI who decided to build a purpose-built audience hall inside the Vatican, right? Presumably that was because the numbers were simply getting too
big. They were getting too big.
Can you briefly describe this hall for us and tell us how many people it can accommodate?
It can accommodate, from what I'm told, about 6,800 to 7,000. And that would it's a beautiful hall. Very spacious, naturally. No pillars in it.
It's got this statue too, hasn't it?
It has the bronze at the back of the papal rostrum, which was initially there was a tapestry from the Vatican Museums hanging there of the resurrection until such time as they did the bronze resurrection that we see now.
And, of course, some of our listeners may know, the audience hall has solar panels, doesn't it?
Yes.
Which generate? Yeah.
Generate all the heat and electricity that's needed for the hall.
Now, when the weather's dry and it's not too hot or too cold, the audience is held in St. Peter's Square. I mean, how many people can crowd into that square?
The largest audience we've had over the last few years was 55,000 about on the first Wednesday of August of 2010, when altar servers from all over the world, all over Europe, came for an audience.
What sort of throughout the year is the typical or average number of pilgrims that attend the Wednesday audience? I know this is just including those who pick up the tickets, right?
Yes. Going on the figures for 2010, the months when you have most people, from what I've been able to see over the last few years, would be October.
Oh, interesting. I thought it would have been around Easter.
And April.
Ah, April. Okay. And what sort of numbers
are we
talking about?
Would be 20,000, 22,000, 15,000. But again, it would vary from week to week.
And are these numbers gradually going up over the years? Was it more or less during the reign of Pope John Paul II?
Last year, speaking with Monsignor Harvey, he was of the opinion that more people were coming to the general audiences now than during the millennium.
We've been talking about the tickets are being distributed, and of course we should just stress once again this fact that the tickets are distributed free of charge, but that's not often known, isn't it? Because there's agencies.
Agencies, they say they do not charge, they say they provide a service. Every request is accepted.
I welcome all English speaking visitors present to this audience, especially those from England, Ireland, and the United States.
Philip Pulella is the Rome Bureau Chief for Reuters News Agency and has covered Vatican news stories for more than 30 years. He shared with me his memories of some of the most striking events that occurred during the Wednesday audience over the past quarter century. By far the most dramatic moment occurred in 1981 when the Turkish gunman Ali Ajka shot and seriously wounded Pope John Paul during the general audience in St. Peter's Square.
The day the Pope was shot was something that I'll never forget. And I had just walked into our office and our bureau chief at the time was listening to Vatican Radio. And as I walked in, he had heard Vatican Radio saying that the shots rang out in St. Peter's Square and the Pope seemed to have fallen. And I just went out of our office. I got into a taxi, but I couldn't get further than Largo Argentina because the traffic was already backed up. So I basically got on the back of a motorcycle with a teenager. I jumped on the back of his Vespa and I told him, take me to the Vatican. The Pope has been shot. I'll give you any amount of money you want. He probably thought I was crazy, but when he realized that I wasn't crazy, he did. He took me very quickly there. I told him, don't stop at any of the roadblocks, and we wound up in St. Peter's Square about 15 minutes after it happened.
When you got to the square, can you describe the atmosphere for us there?
Yeah, it was surreal in a sense that obviously the Pope had been rushed off to the hospital. It was an atmosphere of stunned disbelief. There were men, women, nuns who were crying all over the place. There were children in tears because their parents were crying. What I remember specifically was the Pope's throne was empty there. So the crowd was still there, but the Pope wasn't there, and everybody was absolutely stunned.
Phil, that was obviously the most dramatic event, probably without exception, in the whole history of the general audience on Wednesday. What about some of the, let's say, more lighthearted, humorous, or even the weird and wacky moments?
Yeah, I think the weird and wacky moments, I remember sometime in the 80s, I can't remember when, a group of scientists made a three-dimensional figure of Jesus from the shroud. The pictures that were taken of the shroud of Turin, which is, everybody knows is believed to be the burial cloth of Jesus, and basically they took the pictures from the shroud and they had a kind of a model made of plastic and cardboard. And so basically at a certain point before the audience, this thing was brought in and it looked like they were carrying a dead body. It was right up to the area where the Pope was on the steps of St. Peter's.
Okay, coming back to the audience itself, you've seen so many of them. What for you is the special qualities, the things you most like about it, the most striking characteristics?
Well, what I kind of like is before the Pope arrives, to tell you the truth. I like the sort of build-up when the priest, the Swiss guards start marching across the steps, getting ready for everything. It's almost like you're in a theater. The curtain is going to go up. The lights are going to go down. So everybody's just saying, okay, get ready, get to your seats. And all of a sudden, it happens. He comes out of the Arch of the Bells and it begins.
I was speaking to Philip Pulella of Reuters News Agency.
In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti.